J. Carol Nash and Rosemary DeCamp in The Witness. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
In the normal course of most any day, every one of us is a witness to matters of life and death. The way we involve ourselves in these vital matters makes our own lives worthwhile or meaningless. It's startling to learn that by 1980, 90% of us will have moved to the city that is within a metropolitan area. The alienation of many people from their native habitat creates quite a problem. People like Sam Bowman and his wife Emma.
Hello, Sam. How are you today?
Oh, I guess I'm all right, Miss Ford. How's your baby today?
Just my luck. My first grandson, and he's got the colic.
Well, he's a handsome little fella. How old is he?
2 months, 26 days, and 3 hours.
And 28 minutes, eh? Well, Mrs. Forbes, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You're all right. See you later.
I'll be here.
Yeah, that's me.
Where have you been, Sam?
Oh, no place. Just walking around, watching the cars and the people come and go.
Uh-huh. Sam, I want to talk to you.
All right, let's go to the kitchen. I smell good coffee.
Mm-hmm. I just made it fresh. I'll have a cup with you. It's all set up here.
Well, Naima, what would you like to talk about?
Sam, I've been thinking, and I've decided we're going back to the farm.
Can't do that, Emma. You know we can.
Oh, yes, we can.
Honey, the farm doesn't pay. Farming's a thing of the past.
Sam, we made a good living on the farm.
Up until 6 years ago, we did, but then we lost all the help. You know as well as I do, the last 2 years on that farm, we lost a lot of fine crops. All because of no help.
Well...
No, Emma, it's no use.
Sam, now you listen to me. With the money we got from the farm, we could probably live here comfortably for the rest of our lives. But that isn't enough. For me, maybe, but for you, just being comfortable isn't enough.
Stop worrying, Emma. I'll make out somehow.
Oh, all right, Sam, whatever you say. You're back early.
Well, Emma, it was one of those dreadful, dull parties.
And he couldn't wait to get home.
Oh, Mr. Phillips, didn't you enjoy the party?
Well, Emma, I kept thinking of our favorite babysitter, all nice and comfy here, and I couldn't wait to get back to you.
You're a great kidder, Mr. Phillips.
Are the children in bed?
Sound asleep.
I'll go wake them up.
You will not.
Oh, Michael, you do love to tease Emma, don't you?
You better be teasing, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, sure I was. Come on, Emma, I'll drive you home.
Hello?
Hello, is this Sam Bowman?
Yes.
And this is Mr. Richard at AAA.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Bowman, I've got a real buy for you, a candy store on 28th Street. When can we get together?
Well, whenever you say.
Well, can you stop in this afternoon?
Well, I've got all the time in the world, Mr. Richards.
Well, how was 1:30?
Fine.
See you then, Mr. Bowman. Bye.
Goodbye. Emma?
Who was that, Sam?
Mr. Richards, that's an agent at the AAA Real Estate.
Oh.
Wants me to come in and talk about buying a candy store.
Wow, that's a wonderful idea.
Maybe, but all depends.
On what?
On what it says in the fine print. Oh, Mr. Richards, it's me, Sam Bowman.
Well, come right in and sit down, Mr. Bowman. It's awfully nice to see you again.
Now, about that candy store? Is it in pretty good condition?
Wait a minute. You're real anxious about this, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Well, it's on the northwest corner of 28th Street and 3rd Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Present inventory is a little over $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
The monthly gross runs about $3,000, roughly $100 a day.
Oh.
And the rent, $110 a month. Now, is that or isn't that a deal?
Well, deal sounds all right, but I'd like to see the place. Now, Mr. Richards, before I make a move, I'd like to read the fine print. Still crying, eh?
He's got 3.5 days to go. You see, it's the 90-day count.
Oh, you mean on the 91st day he stops crying? Like that?
Just like that. I ought to know. I raised 8 of my own.
Oh, I'll bet you're going to miss his crying.
That's what you think, Sam Bowman.
Yes, sir, Mrs. Forbes. You're all right.
Oh, you back already, Sam?
Emma!
Sam, you're shouting.
Oh, well, it's just that vacuum cleaner. It screams like a siren.
The deal didn't go so well, did it?
No, the fine print. I'd be operating at a loss.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, now can I finish cleaning the house? I'm babysitting for the Phillips again tonight.
All right, I'll cook the supper. I'm hungry.
Well, supper's already in the oven, Sam. I'll be through in a few minutes.
You know, you're a fine wife, Emma Bowman.
Oh, why, thank you, Sam. Don't you like the Swiss steak, Sam?
No, I'm not hungry.
A while ago, you were hungry enough to want to cook supper.
I just thought I was hungry.
All right, Sam, what is it?
All right, Emma, I'll tell you. I feel lost. I wander around all day with no real purpose. My roots find no soil here. I've been uprooted from the ground I knew so well, and I haven't found a way to transplant myself.
Well, you haven't tried everything, Sam.
All day, every day. For 3 long years in this city, I've tried, and oh, no, nothing grows here for me.
Oh, goodness, Sam, that's Mr. Phillips. I can't leave you here when you feel like this.
All right, on your feet, Emma.
Oh.
Now, here's your coat. I'll do the dishes. You run along.
Now, Sam, you wait up till I get home, will you?
Sure, Emma. Nothing else to do.
Okay, Mr. Phillips, I'm here.
Take your time, Emma.
I'll see you when I get home, Sam. Oh, hello, Miss Forbes. And goodbye. So long, Emma.
Well, good evening, Miss Forbes.
The same to you, I'm sure.
Do you mind if I pick him up?
Be sure you put your hand in the back of his neck.
Sure. Yeah, come on, fella. How about giving you a couple of strong arms to lie in for a while? Ah, that's the boy. Get out of that basket.
Sam. Why, he stopped crying. Well, I don't understand it. He's still got 3.5 days to go.
Well, Miss Falls, we just have to accept the fact that this is a day for miracles. Right, young fella?
Will you dance divinely, my pet, my love?
Michael, I'd like to get home as early as possible tonight. I'm worried.
I closed the biggest deal of my life, and you're worried.
Oh, no, Michael, I'm happy. No, it's Emma.
Emma? I drove her over tonight. She wasn't worried. A little preoccupied, maybe.
When she came in, and you were in the car? Well, she said she needed some advice, but we rushed off, and
Hey, wait a minute. You are worried, aren't you? I'll tell you what. Let's finish this dance, drop Mr. and Mrs. Sanders at their hotel, and home we go.
Just couldn't wait to get home.
Oh.
Now, tell us why you're so worried.
If there's anything you need, all you have to do is ask.
Oh, you nice people. You came home early because you were worried about me. Oh, well, sit down, you poor thing. I've calmed down since you left.
Emma, tell us before I die of worry.
And curiosity.
Michael. Oh,
only teasing Emma. She knows I'd do anything in the world for her.
Well, I do need something. You see, well, Sam and I both need something. Sam says we've been uprooted, and yet you can't plant your roots in cement. And, well, it's very simple, really. All we need is something to make life important. And I've just got to find a way to... Oh, Sam, hold me.
Why, Emma, you're shaking. What's wrong?
No, don't let go of me. I'll fall apart.
Emma, did someone chase you?
No, no one chased me.
Well, for heaven's sakes, what is it?
Oh, Sam, I'm like you. I miss the farm as much as you do, but for me it's different.
Oh, Emma, not the farm again,
no,
please.
No, Sam, don't let go of me.
Well, all right.
As I was saying, for me it's different. Ever since I was a little girl, it was no trouble for me to make believe. And for 3 years now, that's all I've been doing. I've been taking care of the Phillips children. I've been making believe they were mine. Sam, we're going to have a child.
Oh, now stop it. That's more make-believe, huh?
No.
Oh, Emma, darling, you know what the doctor told you 20 years ago.
Mrs. Phillips' doctor told her the same thing, and she's got two. They adopted them, Sam. They're the most beautiful children you ever saw.
Yeah, but Emma, don't you know that...
Sam, now let me finish. Mr. Phillips visits the orphanage every week, and he told me about a little boy. He's 11, who was uprooted when he was only a tiny baby. Oh, let's go and try and bring him back. His name is Sam.
Oh, well, now... Now, isn't that a strange coincidence?
Yeah.
Sam.
Sam.
Sam Bowman Jr. You say he's 11?
Yes, 11.
Emma, you know, that's a nice age for a boy. A lot of time left for him to grow up and to be a man. Sam Bowman Jr. My. Sam Bowman Jr.
You have been listening to The Witness. And here again is your host, Robert Young.
Sam Bowman's cry for meaning is one we hear often today as large numbers of people move about this vast country. Transplanting roots has far more complications than we dreamed when we made the decision to change our locale. What is the new soil in our metropolitan society in which we can do our planting and possibly reap a harvest of love instead of corn and wheat? I'd like to thank J. Carroll Nash, Rosemary DeCamp, Virginia Gregg, and Peter Leeds for sharing their talents with us. And thanks to each one of you for being with us.
Transcribed in Hollywood, The Witness is produced by Marjorie Hunt Pearson, directed by Thomas Freeburn Smith, and written by S.K. Hershaway. This is Art Gilmore speaking for the Episcopal Church, which presents The Witness. We hope you'll join us again soon for the next Witness. Thank you.